Some people say experience is not what you go through. It's what you learn from what you go through. And so that's why knowledge is a good thing. But there's an old saying that knowledge is when you know it's a one-way street. But wisdom is when you look both ways, knowing that it's possible to get run over either way. So simply knowing something is good, but sometimes the most obvious things are overlooked. There was one preacher that said, did you ever think of your life as simply a way of managing the blessings you have? When we complain, we forget about the blessings contained in our complaint. My roof has a leak. Oh, you have a roof. My car broke down. You have a car? My parents are a pain in the neck. You have parents? You're lucky enough to have someone that cares about you and uses you as a tax deduction? How blessed you are that you have money to pay taxes. Now, don't tell the IRS I said that. But if you look at your life as a way of managing the ways you have been blessed, instead of simply seeing a problem as a problem, something that bothers me, to always look and say, what are the blessings that I have become accustomed to? Usually they're called husband and wife, children, parents, and we become so hypercritical that we forget that we are called to become good people. Yesterday we had a beautiful wedding, and some people are here from the wedding, others may be recovering. But there's an old saying, always become the kind of friend, spouse, child that you would like to have. If you have in trouble with your parents, become the kind of child you would like to have when you are a parent. And then when you become a parent, become even better. In other words, your choices affect people. So don't simply be the kind of person that says, my goal is to assess reality, not to change it. It's like going to a doctor and the doctor says, yep, you got cancer, next. Well, you say, but doctor, give me medicine, give me hope, give me a cure. He says, no, I just tell you what you're doing wrong. In a family, that is often a part-time occupation. That each person in the family begins to recite what's wrong. My parents are like this. My brothers and sisters are like that. My teachers are like this. My life is like that. What are you, a puppet? Do something about it. Become the best child that was ever in your family. Become the best student. Be nice to your teachers. Be nice to your grandparents. Be nice. Become the kind of person you would like to meet instead of complaining that there are no good people left. So count your blessings. Don't simply complain about things, because in every complaint, it says that you have something that otherwise you would not be complaining about. And the final point is this. Don't get stuck in what happened to you. The Irish have a beautiful saying, there is no future in the past. How can you see forward if you're always looking back at the pain behind you, recreating it within your heart, time and time again saying, oh, this thing happened to me. If you become the broadcaster, like a sports event, and what happened to you, you will lose a lot of time doing stuff that could create a new future for yourself. So when you cross the street, even though it's a one-way street, look both ways. And when things happen to you, find the blessing, not simply the complaint. Slava Isusu Christo.